This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. The Massachusetts House of Representatives is debating the Transgender Public Accommodations Bill. That's the proposal that would prevent discrimination in restaurants, hospitals, locker rooms, and bathrooms based on a person's gender identity. Here's Judiciary Chairman, Representative and Democrat John Fernandez of Milford in support of the bill.
You can't tell somebody it's okay to work at the diner, but not okay to sit at the lunch counter.
Republican Jim Lyons of Andover, a vocal opponent of the bill, said the law would be eliminating privacy rights.
The law is so vague and so ambiguous, it just opens the door to allow people to do basically in these facilities whatever they want.
Now, the House debate comes just a day after Governor Charlie Baker said he would sign the House version in its current form if it reaches his desk. Well, joining us now from the State House is WBUR Steve Brown. He's been covering today's debate. Steve, good to have you on the program.
Good to be here, Meghna.
So first of all, I actually want to start off with one more piece of tape from today's debate. This is Representative Sheila Harrington. She's a Republican of Groton, and let's listen to what she had to say.
5 years ago, I stood before this membership, and I asked you to vote against the Transgender Equality Bill. I know now that when I spoke 5 years ago, I was wrong.
So that really caught our attention, Steve. I mean, why her change of heart? Did the governor's decision that he said he might sign this bill if it hits his desk, did that pave the way or clear the way for representatives like Harrington?
It may have played a role in her decision. She said before the House membership today that this time she really took a close listen to the testimony that was given. She met with transgender people and has a better understanding of what they face, and that's why she is supporting the bill. The governor's move yesterday gives moderate Republicans some cover, and I would expect to see maybe a half dozen or so Republicans out of the 32-member Republican caucus ultimately vote for this bill.
Mm. So what was or has the atmosphere been like during today's debate?
Well, let me tell you, it's very charged here. I've been covering the budget debate here, and there's hardly a peep. Today, needless to say, the halls are just filled with supporters and opponents. Most of the supporters are in the House gallery watching the debate. They got here a little bit earlier and were able to get in. Some of the opponents, they're outside. They're watching some of the debate on some large screen TVs that have been set up out in the hallway. Opponents of the bill were outside chanting "No bill, no bill" for a while. They've quieted down a little bit, but there are a lot of people here and a lot of passions in the State House.
Mm. Now, remind us what the differences are between the House version of the bill and the one that the Senate did pass. Because, of course, as we mentioned earlier, it's the current House version that Governor Baker said he would sign if it hits his desk.
There's not a lot of difference between these two bills. The House bill is tacked on just a couple of extra sentences that specifically says that the Attorney General and the Mass Commission Against Discrimination, MCAD, are required to set up some regulations and to make sure that nobody abuses this law, if it goes on the books, to do some nefarious things. So that's specifically the language in the House bill that the Senate, when they were dealing with it, said, we really don't think that this should be in there because these laws already exist. The AG already enforces the laws, and these laws are already on the books. So the Senate has said that there's no need for this language in here. However, Senate President Stan Rosenberg had said a couple of weeks ago that he sees this language as being harmless, kind of opening the door that if this language is in there, he has no problem with it.
Mm, interesting. Well, we've got some tape here from Representative John Fernandez again. Along the lines of what you just said, he took a moment to remind the House of existing language already in Massachusetts law. Here he is.
Gender identity cannot be asserted for an improper purpose. We didn't put that in now. That's been in all along. So to those who raise the fears that somebody's going to wake up one morning, 18-year-old, he's going to get out of the school and he's going to say, I want to use the locker room, women's locker room, and you can't stop me. Not true. Not true.
Well, Steve, but nevertheless, there were still a representative speaking in opposition to the bill today in the House. What were their primary arguments?
Well, there's basically two major arguments. One, which you heard Representative Fernandez rebutting, and that's that people are going to use this law for nefarious reasons, that a man can dress himself up as a woman and go into a woman's locker room and peep or abuse or do things like that. And the supporters of the bill say, no, that just isn't going to happen. The other thing that the opponents of the bill raise is that it's taking away the right to privacy that 99% of the people have by enacting this law, and they just don't think that's right.
Now, briefly, Steve, there are, what, 36 amendments to the Senate's version of the bill, and they're voting on those today in the House. Does it look like any of those amendments may pass?
There's a couple of technical amendments that will pass that just kind of routine thing that happens up here. But any of the amendments that primarily Republicans, mostly Representative Jim Lyons, who we heard from earlier, has been filing to kind of weaken the bill and chip away at the bill, those are going down by wide margins. Some of them are only gathering maybe 20 or 30 affirmative votes. So they've gone through about 10 or 12 amendments so far. They got 36 altogether. So that's just taking the afternoon to go through these things, and probably by sunset tonight, this bill will be finished.
Okay, and then what happens next after the House vote?
Once the House completes its version of the bill, it would go back to the Senate. The Senate can do one of two things. They can say, we'll agree to those changes that you made there in the House. We got no problem with that additional language. Yeah, we'll accept that, and then the bill will go to the governor's desk. If for some reason the Senate, and I've been trying to find out what they want to do, if the Senate wants to insist on their version, it would go to a conference committee, and they would hammer out the differences, and then it would go to the governor's desk.
Well, Steve Brown is the State House reporter for WBUR, speaking to us today from Beacon Hill. Steve, thanks as always.
Thanks, Magna.